You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 11. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man comes eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Dear God, we confess to you that at times our own actions seem to be random and not guided by any divine inspiration. And yet you welcome us even when we are at our lowest. You restore to us our dignity. So help us, Lord, to find rest in you and to take care of ourselves, that we may serve you. In your name we pray, amen. Well, good morning. During this COVID-19 pandemic and quarantine, I would imagine that you have a lot of time to look back on your life and consider all of the choices that you've made. You might feel like you've made some good choices, and maybe you feel like you've made some poor ones along the way too. You might feel proud of what you've accomplished and where you're at. You might feel a little disappointed with how your life has ended up. And who's responsible for your life? Did you earn everything that you have, both good or bad, or are you just lucky? Is life random? You know, once upon a time, I lived in Mexico. I went there to learn Spanish in college. It was my junior year. It was January 2002. I flew to Mexico City with classmates that I was going to school with from Northern Arizona University, go Lumberjacks. But there were also students from Oregon. And we landed in Mexico City on January 5th, which is Epiphany, also known as Dia de los Reyes Magos. Wise Men Day or Three Kings Day. So standing outside the airport when we were waiting for our charter bus to take us to our city, we heard a lot of fireworks. Fireworks being very popular. Today is July the 5th. Last night, fireworks were very popular all over Southern California and beyond in the United States as we celebrate our Independence Day. So we got on our charter bus. We went to Querétaro, a beautiful city in central Mexico, colonial city. Not a lot of people have heard about it or been there, but it is quite beautiful and historical. Now, I have to say, that time that I spent in Mexico was one in which I felt pretty distant from my faith. I did. And I think the main reason why was because I didn't find a church or a ministry to go to. And I tried. One of the first places I tried was, you could probably guess, the Roman Catholic Church. It's huge. It's massive. It's all over the globe. They are our brothers and sisters in the faith. I have respect. But when I went to church in Mexico, to the Catholic Church, I just didn't feel connected. It wasn't my thing. There were a couple things that made me weary. One was, at that time, I had a hard time kind of relating to priests because of the calling and to not be married. It was just hard for me to understand, not coming from that background. The other thing that was hard for me at that time was my señora, the woman who owned the house that I lived in, La Señora Josefina Flores. She was a very strong Catholic. In Mexico, they say, if you're a really, really staunch Catholic, they say, los huesos coloreados. You're so Catholic that your bones, that you're in your bones, you're Catholic. She gave me a prayer book when I got there because she knew from my paperwork that I was, you know, a Christian. And it was a very nice prayer book in Spanish. And I opened it up, and the first prayer was to the Virgin Mary. And I had never even considered that you could pray to Mary. And it was, to me, it was outside of my comfort zone. So I tried going to the Baptist church. And there was a Baptist church right next to where I lived. And they were very enthusiastic, very welcoming. You know, sit right here. They had nice music. But they were so strict in that expression of the Baptist faith. And I know not all Baptists are like that, and not all Catholics are like what I experienced. But that Baptist church, wow, they wanted to really know, like, what did you do this weekend? And it better not have included dancing or any, you know, just really strict. And I just didn't feel connected there either. So what happened? So for 4 months of my academic semester, I didn't go to church. And I felt it. I felt it. I felt disconnected from my faith and from God. To the point that I remember distinctly having lunch one day with another student. We were done studying for the day, and we were talking about faith and God. And for the first time in my life, I vocalized a thought. I said, I wonder if maybe God doesn't exist. It's a thought that crosses many people's minds. And that was the first time it had crossed my mind, and I had said it out loud as a young adult. And when I felt that and I said it, what was really strange was that no one, like, dropped their fork and went, and pointed at me. That didn't happen. Everything just kind of kept going. But I would say I felt differently. I felt like the world had kind of gotten flat when I sort of leaned into that thought. It felt like the world continued to be the world, but it felt random. Just felt random, like there wasn't a larger purpose, a larger focus, a larger guidance, of course, by God. That same feeling the Apostle Paul struggled with. And it comes to us in our readings this morning. Thank you, Carla, for being our lector this morning. St. Paul, looking at his own life and his own actions, says this: "For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me." These are sobering words the Apostle Paul wrote. And he shared that same anxiety that I felt that day when I felt so far away from my faith. It's a feeling that even if we try, our actions are not guided by God, but maybe just random forces beyond our control. It's a feeling of being dust in the wind. These are feelings perhaps you can relate to during a time of quarantine, of not being able to practice your faith in the way that is so meaningful to you. You end up thinking, what is the greater design or purpose, if any at all? Well, it wasn't long after that I got sick. I was very careful, but I got sick. I got like a stomach bug. It wasn't in Mexico. It wasn't from this restaurant. The restaurant was very good. I'm pretty sure it's when I went to a soccer practice. I went to the soccer practice of the school I attended, and the entire soccer team drank water out of a hose that was just kind of watering the grass. I'm pretty sure that's how I got sick. And I was laid out with Montezuma's revenge. I remember being really sick, lying in bed in the upper level of the house I lived in, Señora Josefina Flores' house. And outside, I heard the church youth group from that Baptist church. I heard a voice outside talking, and soon it was two, and I heard cars pull up, and then more voices. It was very familiar to me, being a church kid myself. I heard them play games. They sang songs. They did an activity. They did a Bible study. They prayed. I remember an argument kind of breaking out, and the leader had to step in. Laughter. All these familiar sounds of what it meant to be church, what it meant to be a part of a ministry that gathers. And as I laid there in bed, sick, hearing this church have fellowship, I felt so homesick. I felt so lonely, and I felt far away from God. All the while, Señora Josefina Flores would come in and check on me. If I was reading, trying not to get behind in my homework, it was an intensive Spanish learning semester, she would shoosh the book out of my hands and tell me that I needed to rest. Later, I might be trying to write, and if I heard her coming, I'd quick put the notebook under my pillow so that I wouldn't get reprimanded. And she served me broth. And little by little, I got better. And eventually, the meal that she served me that really fed my stomach and my soul was a baked apple. She hollowed out the core, and there was a stick of cinnamon in it, and it was baked. And finally, I ate that, and for the first time, I felt like I had strength again. Jesus says in our gospel this morning, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Even though I was in a season of my life where I wasn't practicing my faith as I felt like I should, Señora Josefina Flores was practicing her faith to me, carrying me, caring for me in my weakest moment. Sometimes religion is expressed in the very small scale. One person caring for another person. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there." During this time of quarantine, I would even say, by caring for yourself, you are practicing your faith. It might look quite different than the way that we're used to practicing our faith of gathering and singing and laughing and having the occasional argument. But there is still ample opportunity to practice our faith. Jesus says he gives us rest for our weary souls. If Jesus, who is the Son of God, will care for you when you're weary, don't you think you should care for yourself? Indeed, we should. I invite you, sisters and brothers, to practice your faith, caring for yourself, caring for others, just one person at a time. God's grace will abound. God will help us to grow in our faith more deeply than we can imagine. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.